USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Made for TV January 6th committee is set to resume today. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is scheduled to testify. Tens of thousands of railway workers walked off the job in Britain on Tuesday, bringing the train system to a crawl in the country's biggest transit strike for nearly three decades. About 40,000 cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staff were holding a 24-hour strike. The President and First Lady visit a local COVID-19 vaccination clinic hosted by the District of Columbia's Department of Health. That'll take place at 2:30 this afternoon, Eastern. Rolling Stone is reporting a second American has been killed while fighting in Ukraine. A State Department spokesman confirmed in an email statement the death of U.S. citizen Steven Zabielski. With the highest gas tax in America, California will increase the rate by 3 cents a gallon at the end of the month. USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
The way things were handled, Bob Saget's death has some deputies in hot water.
Two deputies with the Orange County Sheriff's Office in Florida have been suspended for the next couple of weeks without pay for leaking the news of comedian Bob Saget's death before his family was alerted. One of the deputies told his brother about the death after responding to the scene. The brother then posted the information on social media, according to the investigation report. The other deputy wasn't on duty, nor was he involved in the death investigation when he told his neighbor about Saget's passing. Saget died back in January at the age of 65, following an accidental blow to the head, likely from a fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told NBC News Monday international rules of war would not apply to two Americans that Russian forces captured in Ukraine, and he wouldn't rule out the death sentences for the vets. For more information, visit us, usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Vice President Kamala Harris failed a history lesson about Juneteenth holiday Monday, telling kids that black people were enslaved in America for 400 years.
Today is a day to celebrate the principle of freedom. And think about it in terms of the context of history, knowing that black people in America were not free for 400 years of slavery, but that at the end of slavery, right, when that declaration happened, when the proclamation, Emancipation Proclamation happened, then America had to really think about defining freedom.
The vice president was off by more than 150 years. The leadership, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, are being called out for taking $350 million of payments from an unknown source. When a court ordered them to reveal the paperwork, the government agency hid the source of the payment by redacting the paperwork. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, and Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas on Monday, released a video outlining how the GOP might investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci's possible conflict of interest to the American people. Jordan and Marshall say that if the Republican Party wins back the House, the GOP will look to investigate 11 virologists, including Fauci, because the country deserves the truth, the congressman said. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.